Thank you so much, BBS, for having this broadcast worldwide live. My name is Gijs Minderhout, calling from Paradise, California. It is today Wednesday, April the 5th, 2017. And there will be another episode. I haven't seen the email yet. Hopefully, Terry will be present with us at the call, and maybe she will answer some questions through, bring some answers through from our sources. She, no, I don't see it yet. So, well, however, welcome to the call. How are you, Cleo?
Hi, I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing great, yes, thank you.
Yeah, I recently moved to a condo and have been busy renovating it, and that's why I haven't been in the calls as often, but I finally have finished and
it's settling,
nice.
Right.
Yeah, it's very nice to live simpler, not have so many floors.
Yes, great.
Especially as you get older, you know, you appreciate having an elevator and not having to use the stairs.
You sound young.
Well, I've got arthritis of the knee, and I don't want to rush to have surgery, so it's runs in the family. My mother had her knees replaced at 82, so I'm just not rushing to do that, you know.
All right. Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. This is Eric in New Mexico.
Good evening to you, Eric, and welcome.
Thank you.
All right. How are you doing, Eric?
Oh, fantastic. How are you doing yourself?
Fantastic as well. Thank you.
Good.
And I welcome all those people that are joining in here, listening in through radio online. And I welcome the next caller here live on the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Terry from Dallas.
Good evening to you, Terry. Welcome.
Good evening, hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
All right.
How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you. Good to have you, Terry.
Thanks.
And as it is known, we need more Terry.
That's right.
Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, hi, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don, and welcome to the call.
Hi, Don.
Thanks. Hi.
Yes, I know the helicopter is up already for a while, so Wynn will be here shortly. We are past 6. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Good
Hi,
evening
everybody.
To you, Roger, and welcome to the call.
Ron in Mountain Grove.
Yeah, hello, Don. Welcome to the call. Ron. I say Don, I mean Ron. Welcome, Ron.
How you doing, Ice?
Doing well, Ron. How are you?
Okay. Hanging in there.
All right. And welcome again, those people that are listening in through BBS Radio Online. I think it's in the emails that Wynn sends out that we do every day a call, a planetary healing. It's a whole planet healing. You can find the info on hopeandhealing.com. And I think it's interesting. I mean, many, many of you here on the live call are getting with this. And I think it's a really an awesome project. I think it feels to me like it's powerful. And you don't only help the world at large, but you help yourself, too, with being present and partaking those energies. That is how I experience it. I recommend you give it a try. Hope.com. Good evening. Welcome to the next live caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Michelle in Cambria.
Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the call.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you. Yes.
Paradise.
It feels like paradise to me.
Good.
See, you know, I like paradise, but I love the house I'm in. It feels so great.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, you're in the right place.
Yeah. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Rather late than never.
Well, I may be late, but I don't leave early.
Good, you're good. So, good evening to you, Ben. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you're glad.
Yes.
Well, we have an amazing...
Hi, this is Prudence in North Carolina.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Wynn. Hi, all. Everyone. Hi.
Welcome to the call.
Hi.
You were talking about something amazing, Wynn. You got me curious.
Well, we don't have any questions for tonight, which means that's good. And Terry is doing a recuperation. Do you know who Pauline Chung is?
Say what?
Do you know Pauline Chung?
Yes.
Okay, you know, she's lives in L.A., and she's Chinese, and she is really quite masterful at Chinese healing. She drove all the way to Sedona State.
No kidding. Wow.
To do some work on Terry. And Terry is kind of recuperating from her session. So she asked me if we could do a replay tonight. And I said, no, you can't do a replay. What do you mean? And then she convinced me. So we're going to do a replay. And I uploaded a really old one. I have no idea what's on there. Can you guys all hear me?
You sound loud and clear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Unclear.
You're clear? Chris, are you on the line? I don't hear you snoring.
I haven't heard him tonight, no.
Okay. I can tell when he's on the line. He's got a whole bunch of background noises that come up all the time. But that's okay. And I want to thank all of you. You know, I finally... Here, let's just start the recording. All right, I'll start.
Hey, I'm out of
this
here.
This conference is being recorded.
This is April 5th, 2017. Wynn in Sedona. And Terry.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Terry is probably hovering above us in the astral, working on healing. And I just want to thank all of you for your support on the Terry Healing Project. And as you all well know, I'm sure you know this because it's a prevalent thing. It's very hard to ask for something. Hard for me. And it's hard for everybody. I mean, it's kind of like if you ask and you get turned down, it changes the nature of your connection. And it was hard for me, very hard, to put up the GoFundMe page for Terry. And when I put it up, I only announced it to the people on the call. I didn't, you know, we have a whole bunch of people that pay attention to us, that listen to replays, and I figure the people that are on the call I was most comfortable with. And there's such a wonderful response. I mean, it's very hard to tell people you're sick or there's something wrong with you. And all those people that want to get you, they'll think, Ah, it serves them right. They're sick. I knew that when they didn't deserve anything. Now God has taken care of them. Somebody's got to fix that. And I just was looking at Terry, and I said, if I don't do something, she's not going to stay in this realm. And we did the GoFundMe, and so many people were supportive. But some of you that have extra really were generous, really, really. And it not only makes a difference in what we can afford to do in terms of healing Terry, it makes a difference, and this may be where the real healing is. I see how it works. It makes a difference in Terry appreciating herself. You know, you've all listened to her. Are you on the line, Terry? No, good, I can talk about her. We've all listened to her many times for years, and she shows up so diligently. And she's so, so dedicated to being of service. And it connects her with her highest purpose. And she takes very little in the way of acknowledgement or appreciation. She just is there. And she supports me. You know, she supports me because if I do something, she'll stand behind it. And she's always amazed at the things that I pull off. She thinks, how did he do that? Because she's not that worldly. And I don't know if I'm really worldly. I guess I, in a certain sense, I know how to play the part. I'm as crazy as the next person. Probably less crazier. But I know how to appear sane. I hate to say that. I actually think I'm sane and everyone else is crazy, but they probably locked me up for saying that. But in any case, Terry doesn't completely know how to appear sane. And I've had to create a portal so that she can come through and bring through this extraordinary material that she has been doing day in and day out for years now. And it's like this is the first time she's ever experienced so many people giving to her. And you know, she's very sensitive. She knows when it's genuine. And I was thinking, I don't really want to ask, what happens if I put this out and nothing happens? It means somehow or another, people are not appreciating what we do. That's not important to them. And I know that's not true. I felt pretty strongly that's not true. But when you do something like ask for something from someone and they don't respond, it says, what am I bothering doing this for? And so many of you have responded, and so many of you have said such beautiful words of gratitude. And I read them to Terry, and, you know, it brings tears to her eyes to experience that. It brings tears to my eyes to even just say it. So I just thank you. I'm saying all this while Terry's not on the line. I think she'll be on for a whole lot of healing. And I did a replay here. And it's an old one. And I have no idea what's on it. I didn't do a monitor. It's 48 minutes, 48. So it's a little long, 48, 58. That'll bring us to 601. So let me see if there's a bunch of stuff at the beginning. I'll fast forward it at least 3 minutes until we get into the channeling. You know, some of these old channelings, Daphne was on the line, and Daphne and Terry were switching back and forth between each other on a Wednesday call. Somebody would ask a question to Terry. I don't know if this is old enough, but let's get started. Remember, I might jump it forward if it sounds like I'm doing a lot of BS at the beginning. Here we go.
Welcome to everyone who is just checking in on our replay line. This is Wednesday, June 17th, and this is our call where we submit questions that to our sources that you've submitted to us. And if you're listening to this and like to submit a question, send it to questions@messageaday.net.
June 16th.
And June 16th. Oh, thank you. Okay. June 16th. So we do ask a high percentage of the questions that come in, and sometimes people... Sometimes I say I'm not going to do a certain kind of question, like for healing, and this is new to you, then just go along. You don't have to believe anything. One of the remote outposts where one of the conditions of being on Earth is contracting yourself so that you are out of connection with all that is. Let me mute people so we don't hear how it hangs up on. So, the natural state here on Earth is to be out of connection with all that is, to feel like you're all alone, you're isolated, that there's nothing out there, and to go from that particular state to the state where you can be open to the energies, bears your energy freely, but has no desire to control. With great personal experience of knowing I'm correct. And on that note, we don't have that many questions tonight. So, I thought I'd share a good story, and then I'll ask questions. It just happened to me today. I have a car mechanic here in Sedona who is really connected with my work. We met with a series of synchronicities and introduced, and I got to know him when he first opened his business, and he's come on the line quite a bit, and he's been telling me about his girlfriend, and who happens to be a channel, and that he wants me to meet her. We never have met. So this afternoon, I was in Ravenheart, which is a local coffee shop, and I'm standing in line, and this woman is in front of me, and I just look at her, and I said, "You know, you spent a lot of time in monasteries." She had that look about her, that she was very spiritual and ancient. And she said, oh, yes. I said, "What do you do now?" She says, "I'm a minister." And I said, you're an Elohim soul in this realm. And she said, "How did you know that?" I said, "I bet not too many people come up to you and tell you that." I have learned, and some of you, if you keep paying attention to this, will start to recognize Elohim souls and Ra souls, wanderers in this realm, because they're both very distinguishing characteristics. For example, Daphne, if you've seen her picture, would be a very old Elohim soul in this realm. I would be a Ra soul. I have a lot of the wisdom of this realm, and an Elohim soul doesn't have the wisdom, but they have the connection, usually that's the case. So, and I think Terry is a big mutt. Are you a mutt, Terry?
Yeah, I think that I've been adopted.
By the Elohim?
The Elohim and Ron. More the Elohim, though.
Yeah.
Well, they were so delighted to have somebody that could pick up when Daphne would leave off, right?
Yeah.
All right. So let's call in the light. Oh, I didn't finish the story. So finally the woman introduced herself to me, and I introduced myself to her, and it was my auto mechanic's girlfriend that he's been wanting us to meet for 6 months. And here we were. I'm accusing her of being an Elohim soul standing behind me in Ravenheart. So, in any case, let's call in the light and ask our questions for tonight. Now, when we call in the light, we're actually just invoking this group energy. And if you like the idea of feeling this energy, you definitely should be open line on Sundays, because Sundays are dedicated to group energy, feeling it, using it, healing ourselves, healing the planet. And that's our Sunday 10 a.m. conference call. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy, a braiding, blending of our individual soul energies while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, operating in the law of one and the Christ of light, to join with us and create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything out of that nature must leave now. And we await our introduction from our sources.
We are here. We greet you today, June 16th, 2010, Wednesday. That is, as we look at Earth, the time is the evening and the zone is Pacific Standard Time, and focused through Terry Brown in Los Angeles, California. And we take a moment and we connect, as we are really always there with any light worker, anyone who wishes to connect and to share intention and space with a brother, sister in the other interdimensional realm that wishes to share space and to assist where asked. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. You know, we were talking about the negatives, and somebody submitted a question that wanted to know, is there negative in 4D? Are they more sophisticated? When we graduate this realm, will we still have to deal with them? And if so, will it be similar to how we are being challenged here in 3D by the negative?
Thank you. In the 4D, the negative is often very much more clear and focused about their negative intention and has a stronger, clearer intention. So it is more, we would say it is in a way more difficult to work with them, and it strengthens and tones the individual to be able to hold his or her own center so that one is not thrown off by this other negative intention, and the negative intentioned person will then reset a clear focus of an individual who has their own center and cannot be thrown off as the negative considerate weakness when they are able to take over another.
You know, an interesting question in this same vernacular is that if 4D, your fourth dimension, is related to the heart, and the heart seems to be related to the compassion, how is the negative in 4D?
Your question is, how can they move into the 4D?
Yes. In other words, 4D is related to the heart chakra, the area of the heart, as I understand it. And so if you're dealing with the heart, how can negative exist in that space?
It is a reversal wherein the individual has reversed his or her caring and love and has moved it as if it inverted or flipped over and is being expressed in the underside of the equation. These individuals do have about a passion and have previously had a lot of, this is true for some of these individuals, although not for all, have had a lot of caring and have given up due to experiences in the third dimension and have gotten into spaces wherein there are too many individual beings, entities, in too small a space. And they have not been able to express their true nature, and they have made this horrendous effort to cut through everything and to not be taken over and to win against all odds and to show that they can survive. They have a lot of reverse compassion, and underneath the negativity, there is a lot of angst and a lot of shoving their care and their open heart under the rug. So in a way, they are open-hearted in a very reversed way. They are backwards, and they have determined that by being put in a position at some point or other where there is too many entities in too small a space and they cannot express their own individuality, they have decided to cut through it all and to just laser in their intentions, which in the fourth dimension they are able to do more easily. However, they cannot move up into other dimensions as higher dimensions like the sixth. They might get into the fifth, but they can't really get into the sixth without having incredible isolation and incredible trouble, because the people that get up to the sixth are centered, and there is no relationship with someone that wishes to take over and to own another space.
Mm-hmm. You know, I remember asking Carla Ruckert about negatives in 4D, and she said, she told me from her conscious mind, well, the negative in 4D just has an open heart in self-love, which is kind of what you said, reversal. So
Yes. They have decided that they are going to make it against all odds, and they feel that there is a tremendous effort needed to be able to make it within their own self.
Mm-hmm. Now, on 4D, at least if you're in 4D, according to some of the stuff that David Wilcock was saying, you experience things like telekinesis, you experience a lot of phenomena that is not in 3D. Is that true for both the positive and the negative? They both experience that kind of phenomena?
Yes, except the individual that is service to self has a blinder on in his two-way, what do they call it, interactive relationship with others, and therefore is limited by the range of expression and the ability to attain fulfillment, as they are cutting out a large amount of the spectrums that are available to them in the fourth dimension or the fourth density. And as such, they are, and they will eventually see their own self as being limited. And this is one of the things that will cause their facade to break down and them to reevaluate.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. In terms of size in the physical universes, our physical universe, are our sources very big, very small, or both? And what's the best way to visualize them to make connections?
The best way to visualize us is to grasp the frequency wherein we resonate. We are neither big nor small, and we have the ability to become either big or huge or very small, as we are very mobile and liquid and able to change.
Thank you. Love is a word that is used a lot, both by humans and by you who are speaking to us from other realms. Could you explain what you mean by love? Is it a vibration? Is it what fills empty space? How does it do what it does so powerfully?
It is an orientation of an intelligence that is expressed as a vibration. As it comes into manifestation, it appears as a vibration, although it, in its pre-vibration stage, does not need to radiate. It can merely hold in place as an allowance among all, or to open to all, an allowance for the existence of other intelligences and other manifestations other than its own. It's like a nurturing mother that loves its children. Her children.
Thank you. Does love exist as part of the quantum field, or does it exist as a result of intentions by the intelligences in the field?
It is a part of all that is, and is the basis and the whoop and the wharf that has allowed everything to be developed and to manifest.
Thank you. Could you share where the entity Jesus is right now?
Jesus has a consciousness that is sharing space with a Christ consciousness, which is located as a band in the Ra group. The Christ consciousness has a diffuse energy that can liquefy substances within individual fields and allow a person to move through difficulty and to move on. Jesus also has a shared space with we wish to say, and though we may not be ready to say, he has a body where he has some localized focus within this body. Jesus has a nonlinear consciousness that allows him to be present with all at the same time. And his consciousness is different than an ordinary localized consciousness of the normal individual in the earth plane at this time.
Did I hear you say that Jesus was partially in a body on the earth plane? Did you say that?
He has localized, partially localized himself within a body at this time in the earth plane as he gathers or more experience in the fulfilling of his mission, which he considered incomplete after his experience in Galilee.
Is there the chance that he will be publicly recognized in that body?
It is not his wish to be publicly recognized. He wishes to maintain a vigilant post within the third density as he realizes that there may be help needed in the grounding of the love light within the third density on earth at this time, and he keeps a vigil.
If he's not publicly recognized, are there a few people that are alive that recognize him and know that who he is?
There are a few people that recognized his qualities as being those of Jesus, however, and they very dearly respect him. We do not see that he is in America or Europe, but in mountains, in we do not have the name of the country, but it is in a part of Asia.
Thank you. I guess we better not say, because we'll be sending out legions looking for him.
He does not wish at this time. It is more like he has taken a position to keep one eye open, like a sleeping man keeps one eye open to see what is happening. It is his contribution to grounding love light energy in the world at this time, and he has the rest of his mission in working with the individuals who ask for his presence, and this grounding within this one individual helps him to stabilize and balance this unique vigilance position and contribution position that he has taken on as his mission at this time.
Is the physical body aware that it was Jesus in its conscious mind?
We are giving information this individual does not wish to be given. And
okay. So we'll discontinue our questions on this. Thank you so much. A person asked a question about sacred geometry and synchronicity, and he wanted to know, is it valuable to read books about these things, and does that help attune one into the experience of them?
Sacred geometry and what?
Synchronicity.
Give us a moment. The reading of books can always increase knowledge and open up areas that you then can explore upon your own. Synchronicities do not need a book to fall into and to be experienced. However, one can use mind, dreaming, mock-up, that is to make in your mind a model or to write down on a piece of paper. For instance, if you wanted to live and to own a house, then to write down, to look through magazines, to find the type of a house that you would want, and to put that picture on your wall so that as you walk by it, you'd say, you get a good feeling, yeah, that's kind of a house I would like. And to then picture in your mind having such a house, living in such a house. This is making the house more real. it is putting the vibration of that house that you will eventually own into your mind. And like an attraction, then you will begin to notice houses for sale that are of that similar thing and attract synchronicities concerning such houses to yourself. It is a matching ability to match what you have in your mind, then you notice more. What you have in your mind and are looking at in your mind, you notice in the real world. When you look around, you're more attuned to that thing that's in your mind. And when you look around, you notice those particular things more. And this is why when you get a negative thought, it works the same way and can attract negative synchronicities. So with the positive synchronicity with a house, you are more aware of what you were looking for. And when you look around, then you will notice it more easily and you will create synchronicities through yourself. Now, reading a book on geometries, it can open up, depending upon the book, can open up areas that you can explore. I think as geometries are involved in the basic building blocks within the mind and the psyche. So it depends upon what book you may be reading.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We have a question from someone about special days. Occasionally, there's other people that say a certain date is a special day. Sometimes Daphne will give a date and say it's a special day. And we know that as we get closer to December 2012, it's not a steady flow, but it's my understanding that there's ups and downs. It's like you get jolts of real highs, and then it goes down a little bit, and then it goes up a little bit, and then down a little bit. And so the person has said that she's been hearing that July 17th upcoming is in one of those special days. If this is so, what is the best way, what's the most optimum way to open our perceptions and to experience this in the highest way?
There are various star formations in the positioning of Earth in relation to the other planets and star systems, which then create special effects in certain time periods. And when Mercury is in retrograde, is an example of the alignment of the energy lines to the individual is a little bit unexpected, because it appears that the normal progress forward of the energy configurations, it's as if an individual is walking through a grid system, a system of energy lines, and as they move into the next day, they're expecting a certain configuration, and this is all on below the level of consciousness. They're expecting a certain level of formation of grid lines. And then when Mercury starts going a bit backwards, then the formation is not exactly what they were expecting. expecting, and it may throw them off at a subconscious level. So there can be days, like we see July 17th as a day when energy lines, grid lines from the planets come together in a more harmonious, glowing way. And it can be a good day. And these lines on that day will strengthen and work harmoniously with the energy lines within the individual's own chakra system and acupuncture system.
On that particular day, would that be a good day to go into nature and meditate, or have a special meditation with a group, for example? Would people be more able to tap into the higher energies on a day like that?
Yes, they would. It would be a good day to meet with family, to have picnics, to resonate with others that you care for.
Mm-hmm. How sharp is the nadir? I know the apex of that day. In other words, is July 16th also special? On July 18th, or is it very sharp just on July 17th?
It's more like a 48-hour window that moves up like bell curve and then moves back down. There is another feature. We did not bring up at this time, but perhaps we will bring it up later.
Okay. Well, you know what? That is the end of our questions for tonight, and we're a little fast. So I would like to request, if we do a short meditation right now, could you join with us and be with all the people on the line? Just have a minute of silence.
Yes.
Okay. So let's just take a moment. Shut our eyes. Feel the energies. Those of you that have people that you'd like to send the light to, people that you love, it's a good time to do it. Just see them in your mind. Surround them in this loving energy. If you have any physical problems or healings, ask for them now. Okay, we'll bring this session to a close. I thank everyone on this line for helping to support the energy of these calls and stabilizing it so that we can have such a smooth connection and contact with our sources. And I thank our sources for coming in. And, of course, I thank Terry for being here. And I'm going to stop the recording.